USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Confidence expressed by President Trump as he defends his declaration of a national emergency at the border, now being challenged by at least one lawsuit, with several more expected. The president saying he's confident he will prevail.
I have an absolute right to call national security. We need strong borders. We have to stop drugs and crime and criminals and human trafficking, and we have to stop all of those things that a strong wall will stop.
Independent Senator Bernie Sanders beating other Democratic presidential candidates in fundraising just hours after he announces. The Vermont Senator's campaign says it's raised more than $3.3 million from 120,000 donors since Sanders announced his campaign yesterday morning. That's more than double the amount raised by the previous top fundraiser, California Senator Kamala Harris. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you. The all-new Sprinter. Built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
A lot of volunteers, including some from church groups in America, may be used to get that humanitarian aid into Venezuela. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
State Department Deputy Spokesperson Robert Palladino says the U.S. is committed to get food, water, and medical supplies to Venezuelans despite what is going on with the Maduro regime.
Millions of Venezuelans are starving and suffering, frankly. While a small handful at the top of the Maduro regime continue to plunder the nation into poverty and death.
Palladino called on those individuals to think of their own people and to think of their own futures.
President Trump rejecting a report that he was seeking a change in the investigation into his former lawyer, Michael Cohen. A New York Times report claims Trump was asking the former acting attorney general, Matt Whitaker, if he could put a U.S. attorney general who was friendly to Trump in charge of the Cohen probe. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Teachers in West Virginia celebrating a very quick victory after legislators backed down on a bill to support private and charter schools. The teachers walked off their jobs yesterday for the second time in less than a year. The West Virginia State House of Delegates responded by voting to table a bill that would have allowed public tax dollars to pay for private school tuition and establish charter schools in the state for the very first time. The teachers' union had said the strike would continue today because they don't trust lawmakers. But it looks like it may be winding down soon once the two sides talk. Airlines are already canceling flights as a winter storm promises to cause problems across most of the United States. Around 1,000 flights have been canceled as of midnight Eastern, with most of those in the Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Chicago, Philadelphia areas. Southwest Airlines canceling over 280 flights as the weather was adding to problems that carrier was already having with having enough flight-worthy aircraft. On Friday, Southwest told mechanics it's experiencing what it calls an operational emergency. And a new comic book series featuring Jesus as a superhero looking for a new home. DC Comics canceling its release of Second Coming just weeks before its scheduled March publication. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.